I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi of Marquette for a legislative update. We heard some of her thoughts about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's latest executive order that is having impacts across the Upper Peninsula. But first, we talked about the announcement by the Michigan Aerospace Manufacturing Association to put a space launch site in northern Marquette County. Here's Representative Sarah Cambenzi.
Senator McBroom and I got the call last Tuesday, and we were not expecting anything. We thought Sawyer was out of the running. And when they told us, we thought, wow, this is great. There was a pause. And then we thought, well, where's it going? Because we know that these vertical launches can't go over, you know, residential areas, and they need to be very close to water. And, you know, that's when we got the news that they were actually looking at a site north of Marquette.
Yeah, and this has been kind of, people have been taken a bit surprised by it as well, because as you said, it was kind of like the whole Marquette County area was going to be out of this, that it wasn't even going to be in there. Now it's in there. What can you tell us about what they have in the plans?
I think when they started looking at this private parcel of land, what they found was that they could not only be in the running with other states competing for this space launch, but we could actually be ahead in the permitting process because there aren't any obstacles. There's no residential. The body of water, Lake Superior, is so large that there's no commerce in the way. And so with the FAA, they figure that we have a really good shot at holding this and pulling it down and making it happen here.
Can you tell us a little bit about what this could mean now for Marquette County, for the UP, for the state?
For the UP, I mean, we're looking at 2,000 pretty direct jobs, either within that launch site or other spinoffs from businesses that are already starting to locate here. And that's something that Sawyer KI has already seen an increased interest in their property. And statewide, we're looking at about 40,000 jobs. Again, high-tech manufacturing that we haven't had since the big boom of the car industry in the late 90s.
The next step, then, is what? Because, I mean, this is just the really early beginning stages of all this. What's the next step for this whole thing?
I think in the next few weeks, you're going to see Mama come up here and really give us a lot more of the details. They're going to tell us the timeline. They're going to tell us what they need from local zoning. And then as they work their way up, you know, just keeping the community informed, bringing a community group together to actually take questions and suggestions.
It sounds like there are some questions. There are also a contingent of people that have come up now and then said that they're not in favor of either they're not in favor of it, period, or they're not in favor of putting it where it's talked about being put. What are your thoughts on that response?
I think when I looked into it, what I realized is that these launch sites are not as big as people kind of are imagining them to be. Mm-hmm. Really, the technology has come a long way in the last couple decades. And I'd be surprised if a lot of people even notice these things unless you're out there looking for it. So I think it's a positive. I've been telling people to be patient and just, you know, learn with me as we go through this.
Sarah Cambenzi with us this morning, state representative. Sarah, I wanted to ask you, the governor puts out an executive order this week that really has an impact on the Upper Peninsula, because the Upper Peninsula and Traverse City regions have been at level 5 in the recovery plan, and the rest of the state is at level 4. But some of these things in response to coronavirus that the governor outlined, this EO really surprised a lot of people.
Yes, and I think when I got the call that this is going to come up in about 20 minutes and just be prepared, you know, I think as a legislator, you're sitting there going, wow, you know, as UPers, we feel we've done a pretty good job. And knowing the influx of tourists that are here, my guess, just driving back and forth to Lansing, I don't think we're going to be that much different than other years with tourism. People want to get out. They want to do things. They compliment everyone on how well they're taking this seriously up here. And we didn't see it coming.
Yeah, I'm going to drop back, and you just said you got a call about 20 minutes prior to the announcement. We've talked with you. We've talked with your colleague, Senator Ed McBroom, about this. You both have frustrations about not really being, as the elected representatives of this region, in on those conversations with the governor's office. This seems like another example of that. Is there anything that you guys can do to try to get in the mix a little bit more?
I think we were, you know, really successful at the reopening stage. I mean, we really pushed on the governor to let us reopen in a partial manner. We think that went great. We were, you know, we knew that we would get an increase of cases as people start to move around and travel in the summer months and come up here. But I think right now we're going to have to go back and see if we can split from the Traverse City area in lower northern Michigan, simply because, you know, that's a place where the cases really are.
Did that? Yeah, I was going to say, did that actually drive it for the UP because it was Region 6 and 8 and Traverse City is not the UP?
If I had to put money on it, I would say yes. You know, however, we have had increased cases, but knowing that there's only, you know, one or two people right now currently in our healthcare systems, in our hospitals that are COVID positive, you know, I think we're doing pretty darn good. I think just know that both Senator McBroom and myself and other UP legislators, I mean, we are going to bat for our small business owners. You know, my comment yesterday when talking with another large news source downstate was that you shut us down for 3 months. It's a lot different than shutting a business down downstate for 3 months. I mean, we rely on this tourism and this influx of industry in the summer months. And whether you're a bar or a restaurant or anything else, you need that business.
That's 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi. With a look at what's going on in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.